We're getting the first pictures through right now showing the breakthrough at Bribie Island is now closed. Coastal engineers working through the night on the final push to plug the last few metres of ocean breakthrough after weeks of dredging and heavy earthworks. The ocean first broke through the site earlier this year due to the storm surge whipped up by ex-tropical cyclone Alfred, with the state government announcing a $20 million emergency intervention package in June to have the breakthrough plugged ahead of the summer storm season. Coastal engineers behind the project want to stress that this milestone is only the beginning of establishing long-term measures to protect Bribie Island, the Palmerstone Passage and Golden Beach from future severe weather events. A Sunshine Coast resident is now preparing to represent the state at the Australian of the Year Awards in Canberra. The 2026 Queensland Australian of the Year Awards were held overnight, with Cheryl Harris OAM awarded the Queensland Senior Australian of the Year Award for her work as an advocate for volunteers over five decades and her assistance to help people who are seeking paid employment to participate in volunteer work and upskill through the Pathways to Employment program. The Australian of the Year Awards ceremony will be held on January 25. Mourners will gather together at Gregson and Waite Budrum this morning to farewell Zeke Hondo. The 8-year-old was tragically killed in an e-bike crash at Mountain Creek on October 30. Zeke was riding home from school at the time. A fundraiser to assist his family has raised close to $18,000. And the number of measles cases in Queensland has hit almost eight times the five-year average, with 30 reported so far this year. It comes as a public health alert has been issued for anyone who attended the Jelly Roll concert at Brisbane Entertainment Centre last month. Three cases have been linked to the gig. The person also spent time on the Gold Coast and in the Wide Bay.